9. But let me begin at the beginning. I met Alendi first in Hrenium. He was a young lad then, and had not yet been warped by a decade spent leading armies.
Marsh had changed. There was something harder about the former Seeker. Something in the way he always seemed to be staring at things Sazed couldn't see. Something in his blunt responses and terse language. Of course, Marsh had always been a straightforward man. Sazed eyed his friend as the two strode down the dusty highway. They had no horses. Even if Sazed had possessed one, most beasts wouldn't go near an inquisitor.
What did Spook say that Marsh's nickname was? Sazed thought to himself as they walked. Before his transformation, they used to call him Iron Eyes.
The name that had turned out to be chillingly prophetic. Most of the others found Marsh's transformed state discomforting, and had left him isolated. Though Marsh hadn't seemed to mind the treatment, Sazed had made a special effort to befriend the man. He still didn't know if Marsh appreciated the gesture or not. They did seem to get along well. Both shared an interest in scholarship and history, and both were interested in the religious climate of the Final Empire.
And he did come looking for me, Sazed thought. Of course, he did claim that he wanted to help in case the Inquisitors weren't all gone from the conventicle of Saren.
It was a weak excuse. Despite his powers as a ferrochemist, Sazed was no warrior.
You should be in Luthadel, Marsh said.
Sazed looked up. Marsh had spoken bluntly, as usual, without preamble.
Why do you say that? Sazed asked.
They need you there.
The rest of the Final Empire has need of me too, Marsh. I am a keeper. One group of people should not be able to monopolize all of my time.
Marsh shook his head.
These peasants, they will forget your passing. No one will forget the things that will soon happen in the Central Dominance.
You would be surprised, I think, at what men can forget. Wars and kingdoms may seem important now, but even the Final Empire proved mortal. Now that it has fallen, the Keepers have no business being involved in politics.
Most would say we never had any business being involved in politics at all.
Marsh turned toward him. Those eyes, sockets filled entirely with steel. Sazed did not shiver, but he felt distinctly uncomfortable.
And your friends? Marsh asked.
This touched on something more personal. Sazed looked away, thinking of Vin and of his vow to Kelsier that he would protect her.
She needs little protection now, he thought. She's grown more adept at allomancy than even Kelsier was.
And yet Sazed knew that there were modes of protection that didn't relate to fighting. These things, support, counsel, kindness, were vital to every person, and most especially to Vin. So much rested on that poor girl's shoulders.
I have sent help, Sazed said. What help I can.
Not good enough, Marsh said. The things happening in Luthadel are too important to ignore.
I am not ignoring them, Marsh, Sazed said. I am simply performing my duty as best I can.
Marsh finally turned away.
The wrong duty. You will return to Luthadel once we are finished here.
Sazed opened his mouth to argue, but said nothing. What was there to say? Marsh was right. Though he had no proof, Sazed knew that there were important things happening in Luthadel. Things that would require his aid to fight. Things that likely affected the future of the entire land once known as the Final Empire. So, he closed his mouth and trudged after Marsh. He would return to Luthadel, proving himself a rebel once again. Perhaps, in the end, he would realize that there was no ghostly threat facing the world, that he had simply returned because of his own selfish desire to be with his friends. In fact, he hoped that proved to be the truth. The alternative made him very uncomfortable.